To another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
Hi, I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Carolyn Farr. Holy shit.
That woke me up.
I love how you went further back, even though the microphones are attached to your head.
No, but...
You literally went further back from the screen.
No, but also, I'm also trying to be slightly not so loud. Because I am in a hotel with like small like
it didn't work
in walls. I know, but not for the recording, not for this recording.
Your next door neighbors are like, "What is going on inside there?"
Next door neighbors were like, "Oh shit, they're finally recording another episode."
Hey! Yes, welcome back to Geeks in Malaysia. It's been a while, but we are back. And we're in all separate places in the world. Well, at least me and Amelia.
Been a while!
Shit, here we go again.
Well, that was a delayed reaction.
No, but it's on brand. It's branding.
You click record, there's a lag again. And I'm like, this is why I don't miss online recording.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure this whole lag and everything is just simply because I'm handling everything in Malaysia. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's Maxis's fault. You listening to me, fucks.
Fucking Maxis. And speaking of you being in Malaysia, the reason why we are online recording is because Kai's in Malaysia and Amelia's in Tokyo and I'm in Osaka.
Yep.
And just so happens to be in Japan.
Just so happens because you were like as recently as last week you were in Korea.
Yeah, yeah, and apparently nobody knows.
Why are you still getting calls for coming for auditions?
No. Like, because like you know, like Tarrant will like go to a gig, like place, and go like, "Oh yeah, Amelia says hi." Oh, where is she? And like they'll be like, "Oh, she's in Korea. What? What's she doing there?"
Doing Korea shit.
Tarrant has to do a spiel.
This is
I was
where
like, yeah, people don't know I was studying Korean. Yeah. Studying Korean for 3 months.
Whereas Nick is not learning Japanese, he's doing something.
I am working for Universal Studios Japan, and that is all I can say.
Yes, he is working at the Fast and Furious ride. He is the new Dom Toretto.
Because it's all about family.
Oh my God.
If you're wondering how he's Dom Toretto, ball cap.
Oh, speaking of which.
And what about the facial hair?
No, I'll just. Oh, wait. It's all makeup. We just put a ball cap around my
Sorry,
mouth
no. Nick is Hobbs.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
I'm going to get that sound, bitch. I've recently rewatched. Like no, because what do you call it? Because I never got to catch Fast 9 when I was in cinemas. So Fast 9 is now on Netflix. So I was watching Fast 9, which was, and then that's when I realized they've taken down all the other Fast and Furiouses from Netflix.
Oh,
so I was like, that's annoying, especially since my wife loves the Fast and Furious franchise. She believes it to be the greatest love story of all time.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Our first movie date was Fast 6.
Wow.
And she managed to convert a cinephile snob into appreciating the Fast and Furious movies.
Interesting tidbit. In Japan, to me, like, it's not I only Fast enjoy.
What's it called?
It's called Wildo Speedo.
Wild.
Wait, Wildo so Speedo. Called?
The latest film is called Wildo Speedo Fire Boost.
Yeah, but what was Tokyo Drift called?
Oh, that's a good question.
You have
question.
No idea.
Tokyo Drift in
Japan. Yeah, you should look it up. You should go to a deep Blu-ray store.
American Drift.
Was it just called Drift? Drift? Drift Bo.
Gaijin in car.
No, or teach Gaijin to drift.
Yes.
Oh, no, it was called Gaijin Tokyo Drift in Japan.
Gaijin thinks he can drift in Dodge Charger. Silly Gaijin.
No, Gaijin don't know how to drift.
Ah. What? Yeah, drift?
So I went and got the other Fast and Furious and rewatched a whole bunch of them. And so when I was rewatching Fast 5, I was like, I didn't notice it before, maybe because the whole movie is kind of silly, but Shaw's dialogue is so corny.
Wait, which one is Shaw and which one is Hobbs?
Shaw's The Rock. Hey, sorry, Hobbs, right. Hobbs is dialogue. Hobbs is The Rock. Hobbs's dialogue in Fast 5 was exceptionally corny. It got better, or maybe he even figured out how to deliver it better in the later ones, but 5, I was like, wow, these are some cliche-ass fucking lines.
I mean, do you expect any better
and
from
he really
the whole franchise?
Leans into pronouncing son of a bitch, some bitch. I mean, look, the whole franchise is what it is, and like I was watching a really interesting video on like how the production, everything that went on behind the productions of the Fast and Furious, like, this channel was like the production, making a Fast and Furious was a shit show. Making of this was a shit show. And basically seeing all the drama that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting knowing how like from Fast Four, Fast and Furious. Yeah. The one that's just called Fast and Furious, the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
They went, the main reason why it's gone in this direction, because they were like, there's only so many stories we can tell set around illegal racing. So let's make them superheroes with cars. And that's what it... So if you think about it, it's literally the Avengers, except all their powers are cars.
I mean, it's kind of like Transformers, only the cars don't transform.
Yeah. And that and it's, so it's weird to say like Fast 9 was meh. What?
Because I was about to bring out that Michelle Rodriguez is going viral at the moment because there's a clip of her at Comic-Con basically saying... Oh, do we need this many Marvel films? It's getting a little bit out of hand. And they're like, excuse me?
In her defense, she hasn't been in all of them because she died.
But she is still part of a Fast and Furious franchise, which is now going to have a 12th film and apparently more spin-offs along the way.
Because like comic books, no one dies in Fast and Furious world.
No, okay. I don't understand why, like, Vin Diesel was the one that said, oh, they saw the final movie and then they thought that it needed to be a trilogy.
Vin's got his own thing going.
And also sometimes The Rock as well.
Oh no, The Rock definitely. And as you can see, those egos have definitely clashed. You know.
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. But like,
I mean, literally, if Paul Walker hadn't passed, the egos would have clashed a lot sooner.
Mm. Oh really?
Like, oh yeah.
Oh. Oh okay. Okay. Because, okay.
Yeah, their final clash was in Fast 8. When The Rock basically just put Vin Diesel on blast on Instagram. Didn't say Vin Diesel, but reading it, it's like, I don't think he's talking about Tyrese.
Tyrese
put The Rock on blast for doing the spinoff.
Like, weren't they supposed to do Hobbs and Shaw 2?
Still staying on Fast and Furious, though. Like, I totally didn't expect this, but on Instagram... Talib Kweli, rapper, podcaster Talib Kweli, put up a Fast and Furious drinking game. And if I'm going to read it to you because it will.
What are the rules? What are the rules?
If you follow this drinking game, you will get fucked so quickly.
Every time they say family, take a shot.
Even if you've only seen one Fast and Furious. Oh, no, it's more than that.
No, it's more than that.
Drink. One drink every time you hear a reggaeton song.
Oh, no.
You see the Toretto cross chain. Tej makes a joke at Roman's expense. And someone says family. You drink twice when Dom drops a smug one-liner. That's Vin Diesel. When Letty kicks someone's ass. That's Michelle Rodriguez. A shadowy figure from the past arrives. Happens a lot. And it becomes clear that somehow cars are needed to complete the mission. And then that's not where it ends. You then have to do a shot. So earlier, that was just drinks. Beer, wine, whatever.
This is a sip. This is a sip.
But you got to do a shot when Roman Tyrese explains a plot point. Because he is Mr. Exposition for most of this movie. Nas is used. Roman yells Tyrese again. And finally, if someone catches someone with a car.
Someone catches someone with a car?
Oh, it happens a lot more than you think.
What do you mean someone catches someone with a car? What does that mean?
Okay, the big stunt in Fast 8, Paul Walker had to run on top of a bus that was falling off, jumps off, and then he is caught by Michelle Rodriguez's car as she drifts along the edge of the cliff. And he grabs on and catches on the hood. Sorry, the back. So yes, it happens a lot. These things happen. People have been caught with cars a lot.
Welcome to the Fast and Furious franchise.
And already in the trailer for Fast, not for the trailer from Fast 10, you would get drunk from just playing this game. Because fucking, what's his name? Momoa is a shadowy figure from Fast 5.
What?
Yep. In the trailer, they've tied him in. He's one of the random guys that got knocked over in a car in Fast 5, and now he wants revenge. I'm pretty sure he's like related to the bad guy or something. I'm pretty sure there's more to it. But yeah.
I stopped watching Fast quite a while ago. I think I only broke the fast for like Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, the spinoff. So you didn't see Fast 8 where Charlize Theron is a master hacker that just basically hacked every single auto-drivable car in New York?
No.
Yeah. Or Fast 9 where Tyrese goes to space in a car.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope, definitely not.
Tyrese and Ludacris fly a car in space.
Oh my god.
Because cars can go into space.
So like... There you go.
By themselves?
Oh, no. There was a lot involved.
Because, you know, like, if it reached flying car pressurization technology...
They just made spacesuits using hazmat suits and gaffer tape. Or something, I don't know. A lot of gaffer tape was involved.
Yes.
No, but... But the car needs to be pressurized. It needs to be seen. Never mind.
It was at the orbit. It was in the orbit. It didn't go all the way out. It was just on the orbit. You know, like the Red Bull guy who did the big jump. Just in the orbit.
In the Fast and Furious world, rules do not apply. Okay.
No, they don't.
They have their own physics.
Physics does not apply.
No.
But yes, thanks to Eva, when it comes to the Fast and Furious
high
movies,
appreciation.
It's more of like, I realize, you know, sometimes you can't be such a snob about cinema. Because as stupid as these movies are, there is a joy. Look, in Fast 8, they fought a submarine. Yes, they fought a submarine. Fast 7, they fought... What was the big thing they fought in Fast 7? I know Fast 6 was both a tank and a plane. What did they fight in Fast 7? Shit. Must have been something big.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. They defeated a drone, like a military drone with a car. they defeated
a lot. How do you defeat a drone with a car. You fly it off a cliff and crash it into the drone.
Oh, they've done that with something else. Not with the drone.
Oh my
but
God.
I think he blew up a plane with that. He's definitely blown something up by flying a car into it.
I mean,
Fast and Furious.
Use the car as a projectile.
When will it die?
Absolutely.
When Vin Diesel finally gets like an actual other franchise.
Do you think that will actually happen?
Well, look, he's you know, being Groot doesn't feel franchised enough.
No.
Wasn't he supposed to do a whole Riddick franchise at some point?
Yeah, but the second Riddick did so badly they wouldn't give it to him.
Second was third.
Chronicles. There's no third. Wait, there's a third?
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black and then Chronicles.
Was it? Oh. Okay. Right?
Was there another one?
Wait,
why do I feel like there's three movies?
I don't think, because I remember Chronicles of Riddick did not do well. Although I thought it was like...
No, there's... All right. No. There's Pitch Black, Riddick, and then Chronicles of Riddick.
Wait, which one's Riddick? I thought Riddick was
Pitch Black. Oh shit! Yeah, it's Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, and then Riddick.
Riddick is the one from the prison planet. Riddick.
Really? Wait, have I missed one? Okay, now I'm gonna look this up.
Wait, Chronicles of Riddick is no. Chronicles of because there was.
We have.
There's Pitch Black.
Vin Diesel.
Pitch Black is the one on the planet where we meet the girl for the first Jack for the
and
first
he's
time.
He's like their prisoner or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gets them off the planet, and then. And then he crash lands and he gets caught the second time and he goes to prison. And then he meets the adult Jack, who is now called Kira. And then there's Chronicles of Riddick, where they meet the Death Eaters or Deathmongers or whatever in Carl Urban.
Looking at his IMDb, there's more Riddick stuff than I thought, but it just says voice. So I'm like, is he a cartoon or what?
Yeah. Cartoons and games. There was a Riddick game, Escape from Butcher's Bay, and... I'm quite surprised I know all of this.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised.
That's producer. Okay, actor. So, okay, his first Riddick is Pitch Black. All right, 2000. After Pitch Black is Chronicles of Riddick, 2004, and a bunch of cartoons.
Hmm.
And that's it.
What?
Hey. Riddick 2013.
Yeah.
After Chronicles? Wait, I have not seen this one.
Is it the one with Carl Urban?
Carl Urban's there. 2013.
Oh, okay. So Chronicles of Riddick was the one in the prison, on the prison planet. And then
Chronicles of Riddick was the one where the last shot, he was like on the throne or some shit.
How can that be? That's one with Carl Urban.
Wow, I'm confused about this franchise now too.
I'm also confused on this franchise.
You're going into this,
but I'm looking at the shots of Chronicles of Riddick. We've gone into a Vin Diesel hole. Right. Yeah, no, that's I did not know there was another Riddick.
The one in the prison planet.
Before, he did it before Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Left for dead on a sun-scorched planet, Riddick finds himself up against an alien race of predators, activating an emergency beacon alerts two ships, one carrying a new breed of mercenary, the other captained by a man from Riddick's past. Set 5 years after Kira's death. Kira, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah,
this was the year before Guardians of the Galaxy. It was after Furious 6.
Huh. And apparently there's a fourth one still in development. It's moved from pre-production into the storyboarding phase in May 2022.
What? Oh, I caught a bit of bloodshot on TV somewhere. That didn't look good.
Ooh.
Oh shit, there's a Fast and Furious cartoon.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious. Spy Racers!
There'll be a Fast and Furious everything.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a Fast and Furious ride somewhere, right?
There is. At Universal Studios, there's a Fast and Furious ride.
There has to be. There you go.
At USJ?
Wait, in Japan one? USJ?
Not in USJ, at Universal Hollywood, I think.
Okay. Yes, I think I remember that.
So yeah, you're not Hobbs.
No, I am not Hobbs.
But you work there.
But I work at Universal Studios Japan. Yes, I do. I can't say what I do, but I am not Hobbs.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I do not play Hobbs.
Are you Super Mario?
I wish I was Super Mario. That would be my dream. I wish I was, but no.
Okay, folks, it's now the guessing game for what Nick does at USJ. And by USJ, we do not mean the area in Subang where there's Taipan and all that kind of stuff. No, we're talking about Universal Studios Japan. And the game starts now, Amelia. You have three guesses to figure out who or what Nick does at Universal Studios Japan. We have already ruled out Mario and Dominic Toretto, as well as Hobbs.
Luigi?
I am friends with Luigi.
Wait,
I can
what else
say
is
that.
Universal Studios. Toad.
I am friends with Toad as
Yoshi?
Well. I'm friends with Yoshi. I'm friends with everyone at Universal Japan.
Wait, is Toad played by an adult?
Yeah, or a girl.
I am not going to get into the details of that.
Yeah, he can't.
No, but I mean, I'm not talking about, but it's like, is Toad the same size as Mario?
No, Toad is smaller than Mario.
Probably bigger. Oh, okay.
Toad has to be smaller. He's a fucking mushroom, right?
No, Toad is half the size of Mario.
Mushroom
so
with legs.
Toad is a lot smaller.
Oh, so because... What,
the dude kneels?
No. Because the Mario is in a mascot suit, right?
Yes.
Ooh, oh no, disillusion of illusion. Oh no, oh.
Oh, okay.
He wears a suit, like a Goofy, like all the mascots.
So I could punch Mario in the face.
can you stop punching mascots in the face?
Goofy started.
It looks so satisfying though.
As someone who is now friends with these people, stop punching them in the face.
Go into the foam.
Oh my gosh, but no, have people actually punched them in the face?
I'm pretty sure people have punched them in the face. I would not be surprised. Punched, kicked, pulled. Yeah, they unfortunately get a lot of
Have you told them Kai's Goofy story? And Kai's revenge. Kai's imminent revenge.
No, I haven't. When I get to work at Disneyland, maybe I will.
No. You started at the rival park, and then the rumor travels around the entire circuit.
This one random
yes,
Malaysian
Goofy
that just
must
loves
fear
to
me.
Punch Goofy.
All the Goofies. All the Goofies.
Going down. Except for the one that was played by, what's his name? In the Goofy movie. Pauly Shore. Yeah. Pauly Shore's Goofy character can stay.
Oh, but like, do you know that Max is a walk-around character?
Oh, really?
In Tokyo Disney Sea. Like, the last time I was here, because I did more walking around the last time. So we actually bumped into Max.
Wait,
What do you mean?
Is that Disney or is that a different property?
Chip and Dale is Disney.
Yeah.
I walked in a Chip and Dale's treehouse yesterday.
Ah, sweet.
You can go meet them as well. You have to wait like 45 minutes.
I'm trying to figure out what else is under Universal. Ooh, Mallrats is under Universal.
Yes. I play Silent Bob. I've let it out of the bag. I am Silent Bob, everyone.
Oh, speaking of Silent Bob, have you seen Kevin Smith's picket sign at the writer's strike?
Oh my God, no. What does it say?
What was his? It was Silent Bob related, obviously.
I love him. He's amazing.
What was his?
And for anyone going through a bad time, do check out Kevin Smith's talk.
Oh yeah, I still
TED
haven't seen that
on
video
people.
Yet.
I mean,
wait,
just
the TED talk
prepare
or the one?
A TED
the one on trauma.
Yeah, his TED talk on trauma.
Don't say TED talk. People will go to the TED talk YouTube channel.
No,
what was it on again? No. Good Digest? What?
No, it's on people. And I'm like, Kevin, I want to take you seriously. But this is
hey,
People
man,
Magazine.
People Magazine is a legit publication. Why are you shitting on People Magazine? How else are we supposed to know what Katie Holmes is wearing today?
No, but I know, but we all love Kevin, and so, you know,
yeah,
we
his
all make choices.
His picket sign says, without writers, Hollywood is silent, Bob.
Yes! Yes!
No, my favorite... Wow, the delay on that.
Yeah, Nick's delay is fucked up.
No, actually, even his
though.
Image...
Yeah,
his image is slightly fuzzier.
I like how you ask a question, we just look at his face staying still for like 3 to 5 seconds.
No, but here's the thing. Before we press record, everything was fine. There was no lag. The second we press record, I don't know why a lag started.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
It is the processing.
Oh,
well. No, but my favorite meme, I haven't really been following all the memes, but my favorite meme was from movie set memes. And they were like, lest you forget what happened the last time there was a writer's strike, and they put up a poster of Heroes.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh,
I remember that one.
No, and like I also like how people are going like the press would be like, just for everyone's information, but like the press will spin it as in like the writer's strike is the writer's fault, and like as in like they'll spin it as if the writers are making it so that we won't get to watch our favorite shows.
Yeah.
But that's not entirely the case. And then, you know, you should always listen to both sides of the narrative. And it's not, you know, because they're not getting paid a fair wage for all the stuff you're watching on Netflix. They're not getting residuals from that. So,
the issues that they have is, one, the residuals from streaming, which is a problem that every creative industry has had. And the other one is AI, because they want to make sure that there are things in place before AI is good enough to take away their jobs. Yeah. And that's why there was one picket sign, which I really loved, where it was like, AI doesn't have my childhood trauma. The other one that I loved was, what do you call it? Bow to our demands or we will spoil Succession.
I love it.
No, but it's true. I mean, the writers, without writers, we wouldn't get good stories. So they deserve to be paid well and get residuals from all this because that's what they're there for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Snoop was on a panel for some kind of tech convention or something, and someone asked him about, I don't know what it was, something about, he basically got into the topic of the writer's strike.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you know Snoop. So, like, it's a room full of people that are all very tech people. Because, you know, Snoop does so many things. He's got fucking cereal, for fuck's sake. You know, he's got positive affirmation children's songs. Cookbooks.
Yes.
Bic lighters. So, it's not surprising. He's already bought
Bitcoin?
Some Meta property. He's got Dogecoin. He's got Meta property. He's in everything. So they're asking him that, and he went like, you know, he's talking about when he started up, right? It was clear. I signed a contract. It says I get 10 cents a record. You sell 1 million records, I get, whatever, 100,000 or whatever. Like, it's clear. I know it. But now it's streaming. I don't know how much I'm getting. You know? It could, you know, it doesn't matter. It's 50 million streams, 10 million streams, and I'm getting a few thousand. And like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if any of y'all motherfuckers know what the fuck's going on, but I don't know what the fuck's going on. Maybe y'all can tell me, you And he talked about the writer's strike and all that because of that. And it was just fun because all these people in suits, and there's Snoop wearing his fucking Crips fucking, you know, jumpsuit, sunglasses, just being like, I don't know what to say. Y'all motherfuckers need to fix this shit because motherfuckers be out here pissed. Like, yeah, Snoop.
Go, Snoop. Go, Snoop.
Mm-hmm. Spitting out them rhymes, making all that sense.
Because if it's confusing for music, and music has always been very strict on what the royalties are, whereas Hollywood has very creative accounting. Music does too, but Hollywood's creative accounting is off the chart. So God only knows. I mean, how do you calculate residuals for Netflix? You know? They watch 5 minutes. I should get paid. When do I get paid?
How would monetization work with like YouTube? Doesn't that happen like the first like minute or so, then you get paid for something?
Huh?
Would that be the same way it works for like Netflix? Or could they do something like that?
No, because there's a very different model, because YouTube is not based on views. It is the what do you call it? YouTube gets its money from advertising, right? So, what do you call it? If you have watched a video long enough for you to have registered that stupid fucking pop-up underneath your video, counts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Whereas with Netflix, well, there's no advertising, you know?
But I would... Okay, but I'm sure, like, Netflix buys programs or commission... Okay, maybe they... We can't... Okay, but they... Like, okay, wait... So many things. They buy programs with the prospect of how many.
Okay, here's the
views
here's
the, they will get.
But that's the thing. Here's the way things get fucking confusing with streaming, and this is why it's fucked up. So let's say you worked on a movie in whatever capacity, but a capacity in which you should get residuals, right? Because even a speaking role in an extra in a movie, you're gonna get residuals down the line. Okay. So movie comes out in the cinemas, you got your fee already. Great. And then it goes on to, what do you call it? Television, right? And in television, oh, so-and-so, like HBO picked it up, it's showing now. Here's a little check for like $20. Oh, someplace in Madagascar has now picked it up, another check, right? And then DVD sales and rental, you know? So there's all these little checks you get. Now streaming, the streaming platform is different, because nothing's really been set up for that. So, like, my own personal experience working with streaming sites is that you have a movie, they give you some cash for a non-exclusive agreement, that's it. Doesn't matter how many times it's watched. Could be watched once, could be watched a million times. Doesn't matter. Here's a couple of grand, right? And it's not a lot of money. But the caveat being, like, it's non-exclusive, so you can go to other streaming sites. Great. But that means you have a product and you sell it. And that's it. Nothing else from it. You just sold it. Now, but the tricky part comes if you wrote something for Netflix that is producing the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no precedent. It's kind of a gray area. Like, so should you get paid per stream? Is it a one lump sum fee? What happens if it's finally moved off Netflix? Is it on Netflix forever? But I only had that one fee. How does it work?
No, but maybe the writers should be paid by like, because like, okay, say like Netflix went like, oh, Squid Game is like the most watched TV show of all time currently. You know what I mean? By don't know how many thousand views, right? So maybe writers should be paid a check for every 10,000, like, million views or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they should be paid something. The fact of the matter is, though, nothing has been set in stone.
Yeah. So, like, you pay them, first you pay up their fee up front, then for every 100,000 views or 100,000 more, then they get another check on top of that.
I mean, any other solution would be a nice solution, but never forget, CGI guys still don't have a proper union.
Yeah.
Wait, what now? Oh, is that why Weta went? Is that why so many of these companies have went under?
I mean, think about it. They don't have a proper union in the sense that there is the, you know, unions for the crews. There's unions for actors.
SAG guys,
you know, CGI came up so fast. I guess no one had time to like, we should set up a union for this so that we don't get overworked. Too late!
That's why there's all that thing with Marvel and the VFX heavily overworked. Because there's no unions for it.
Yep.
And then speaking of actors unions.
Actors unions?
Yeah, I only recently realized that Fran Drescher is president of SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah. The nanny is the president.
Did you not know this?
It's a good thing that's not a real voice, then.
Yes, it is. It is a very good thing.
Okay, first order of business. Now, I heard that we're not getting as much residuals for, you know, the streaming and everything.
Why did you move?
And that is exactly what she's going to be talking to them about in June.
Peter Griffin is. Then he's.
I would attempt the voice, but then again, thin walls, so I'm not.
Amanda does a very good nanny. It's pitch perfect.
Oh, speaking of Family Guy impressions, I have one call.
You know my favorite Peter Griffin sound?
Family Guy impressions. Especially the old perverted man. I'm like, Jesus, when he's in when we're together with him, it's just really disgusting after a while.
My favorite Peter Griffin sound is when he was a pirate.
Oh my God.
And he just goes, aha!
Oh, lordy.
Oh, for real though, why isn't there a Fast and Furious ride in Universal Studios Japan?
Because the franchise itself is not as massive in Japan. I mean, it is big, but I don't think it warrants a ride at Universal.
There's literally one based in Japan.
Yeah, but I don't think it warrants a ride.
You know, it's just, you just take one of the teacup rides, replace all the teacups with, you know, Mitsus, and there you go. You have the Tokyo Drift Ride.
If you're going to do a drifting
Tokyo Drift
ride
happens, I want to volunteer myself just to stand right in the middle as people run about and just scream out, "What's drift?" And I'll be fine.
You're the Quilo. No. They want you to say, "What's drift?"
Exactly. That's why I want to be the one
that says,
drift?
What's drift? No, but look, if there's going to be a drifting ride in Japan, it would definitely be an Initial D ride.
That is true.
There's probably an Initial D ride somewhere. There probably was one at one point.
Like, I wouldn't pass
Universal
Japan to do an Initial D ride because they have a lot of rides based on animes. Right now, there's a Spy X Family one. There's, like, One Piece. That's the only animes that I know.
Well, wait. Wasn't the live action Initial D was made in Hong Kong?
Yes, but Jay Chou.
Taiwan.
Yeah, Jay Chou.
Jay Chou, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not sure if there was a Japanese Initial D movie. So there's a funny thing about
full length feature film anime Initial D, but not a live action.
Of course, live action. Hmm. No, but the funny thing about a lot of live, strangely enough, a lot of live action anime movies in Japan is that they're sometimes a bit B grade.
Yeah.
Very strange. Oh. The only ones that are A grade are like probably the Rurouni Kenshin ones.
Some of the Godzillas look really B-grade.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Godzilla. It's a guy in a suit anyway, so it's kind of B-grade-ish.
No, but I mean, you know, like, I know you love your Sony cameras, but if I can see that it's a Sony video camera just from the look, I'm like, bro, this is the camera we use in RTM to shoot the news. Way, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, like the amount of times I've seen like all these anime, like live action animation anime remakes, and I'm like, oh, but look at it. Like, there's so many on like Netflix, like the Full Metal Alchemist live action one.
Ultraman, even the Ultraman doesn't look that good compared to the cartoon.
The 3D animation Ultraman storylines like suck balls. The one that's on Netflix, the one Netflix one, I'm like, fuck you. Shut up. He's so stupid. Shut up. Why did you give the stupid boy, the stupid, childish, naive, little, like, selfish boy, Ultraman powers? Why did you do that? Why?
We can go.
I can't even remember how stupid he was, because I just entirely blocked that joke out of my head. Like, no.
Wow. You know, every time I watch Ultraman now, I'm just imagining Kai going...
So Nick, how do you watch knees now? There you go. But yeah, can you speak Japanese yet?
Ah, konbanwa, ohayo gozaimasu. No, konbanwa.
You can't tell us all the Japanese lines you've learned, can you?
I can't. That's what I know.
That's what every restaurant says when you walk in. Give me more.
いらっしゃいませ.
一緒に写真を撮りませんか?
何人ですか?
Okay.
お願いします. Like,
お願いします. お願いします needs to be attached to something.
Okay. Yeah, you see, I'm still learning. I'm still fucking learning. Give me time. Jesus.
No hablo japonés.
Japanese? Is it really Japanese?
Japanese? What is Japanese?
I'm just assuming because of the J. A bunch of Mexicans are watching like, that's pretty fucking insulting, man. We can say the letter J, you fuck.
but then you followed up with that accent and it was okay.
No, that's pretty insulting too, man. My only defense was, come on, I was watching Napoleon Dynamite last night. It's fresh in my head. If you vote for me, I will make all your dreams come true. God damn, I miss you guys.
I missed you too. Like, I know it's nice to have us all three, like, on screen together, even with this massive fucking lag, but it does feel good to see you both again.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And also,
it is curious, though, why it's only Nick's one.
Yeah. Speaking of the three of us as well, we are celebrating our 11-year anniversary today as well. Hooray!
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when we upload.
Yeah.
Yes. When we upload. Like, we're recording this a week before our 11-year anniversary, but it comes out on our 11th-year anniversary.
Yeah. It's going to be fun when I edit this and the sync issues. I wonder what that's going to sound like.
Have fun with the syncing and with my lag.
Oh boy, we may have to start finding another platform besides Zencaster, since their free version is not so best anymore.
I mean, is there any
really?
Other?
I mean, we haven't used it a long time, so.
There are a few. Nowadays, there are a few. No, yeah, but Amelia, like, we used to be able to just record wherever we want. Now we have 2 hours a month max for free.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because pandemic over, they don't need the people using the system anymore. Like, oh, they want to charge you money because they need to make money. Just like Disneyland is awesome.
Because Tony Hawk uses this platform. So, you know, like, okay.
Okay. So everybody's using it now. Like, we need to make all the money we can. Okay.
I like Tony Hawk too, but I don't listen to his podcast, so I don't give a fuck.
What is this podcast even about?
It's him and a comedian. Was it him and David Spade? If I'm not mistaken, he has a podcast with David Spade.
Hold the phone.
That is the weirdest combination I've ever heard of in my life.
I'm going to look it up. Tony Hawk.
I'm sorry. David Spade is a podcast and I don't know about it. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Hawk versus Wolf.
What?
Hold up. Copying the link and putting it in the messages board. So, yeah. There's a link.
Tony Hawk and Jason Ellis.
No, but David Spade is a...
Oh, no. David Spade joined for one episode. The podcast is just with Tony Hawk and Jason Ellis, who are two skaters.
Oh.
But yeah, because Tony Hawk was David Spade's stunt double in Police Academy.
Are you serious?
Which doesn't make sense when you look at the height.
Wait, what? Was he doing a skateboarding stunt?
Yeah, because it was, I think it's Police Academy 4 or 5, that David Spade's one of the new recruits and he's a skater, so goes out of the Police Academy to go skating. And suddenly he's like so terrible at skating and he's like a foot taller as well because he's not Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Like they couldn't find a shorter skater.
I think maybe, I don't know. I have no idea why.
There are not as if they could tell people it's Tony Hawk skating for him.
Yeah. I mean, he also doubled Christian Slater in Gleaming the Cube.
Fine. Oh my god, thank you.
I know, it's a terrible name for a movie. Wasn't the double for Back to the Future, though. He was there, but he wasn't the double. It was another skater. Can't remember which.
Okay.
Who was still too tall to be Michael J. Fox. I guess they weren't enough skaters.
Oh, when is the Michael J. Fox docu coming out?
Isn't it already out on Apple TV?
Yeah, it's out already. Okay. It came out May 10th.
Maybe go find it then.
I haven't gone around to watching that documentary because from what Uma said, like, it is going to break all the Michael J. Fox fans. Like, we are going to cry.
I mean, boy, men were suffering. Men was just hanging in there.
Yeah. But then, you know, there's that other documentary you did about being, like, chill and happy and shit.
Which
documentary? You passed me the documentary, Nick. What was it? Michael J. Fox? Michael J. Fox, like, just searching for happiness?
Did I pass you? I don't remember this documentary. I remember his book. No, I don't remember him having another documentary. I know his book.
It was
book
a documentary where he was like, yeah, it was pretty much that. It was an extension of the book.
Oh.
Wait, where the fuck did I get this documentary from then?
You definitely didn't get it from me because I don't know about this documentary.
Okay, fine. But yeah, there was a cool bit in it where he went to Bhutan. And
the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, his symptoms went down without medicine.
Oh, shit.
Just by being there.
Damn.
Then he went back to New York and started shaking again. Anyway.
But yes, the Michael J. Fox documentary apparently is really, really good, but just be prepared. That's all I'm going to say.
Question for USJ.
Are you King Kong?
I am friends with
that
King
wasn't
Kong.
I was going to ask. But, no, because it's Universal, so do they have a Universal Monsters ride? Are they even Monsters anymore?
Okay, there's no Universal Monsters ride, but there's a live stage show called Universal Monsters Live with Frankenstein, Beetlejuice, Dracula, the Wolfman, and Bride of Frankenstein, and they sing like rock songs and stuff like that. It's fantastic. It's a really good show.
Wait, Beetlejuice has now joined the ranks of the Universal Classic Monsters?
Yes, because Beetlejuice is a Universal Monster now.
Probably only in Japan. Wait, isn't Beetlejuice supposed to be... Is Beetlejuice Universal?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the logo was there at the beginning.
Should know this, but...
Yes, you should. You did not read your manual. Universal.
My bad. Beetlejuice is Warner Brothers, but I think they have the rights for it in Universal.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, because to me, I was like, okay, so it's Universal Studios, but there's a Harry Potter ride, Beetlejuice is there. These are Warner Brothers properties.
No, because
is
I think
Batman there as well.
No, the thing is, Warner Brothers doesn't really have their own theme park apart from the one in Sydney. So I think they've licensed it to other places.
The studio.
Yeah. Hmm.
Other places.
It's.
I mean, apparently the story was that Disney was actually in the running to get Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah, so
yeah, you were saying Marvel?
Now, it's that same deal that Marvel had with Universal where they licensed the Hulk and Spider-Man for rides at Universal. And they've reached the end of their contract, which is why the Spider-Man ride in Universal is finally ending in January next year.
Ah.
Yeah,
because...
Yeah,
they have the Marvel campus.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, actually, J.K. Rowling was in talks with Disney to have the Harry Potter world in Disneyland. But that fell through, and the Universal won the bid.
Yeah, because...
Sorry, we're all inclusive. And you don't seem
Snap! Snap, Murph! Snap!
No, the reason why Warner Brothers...
you know how much shit we got for turning some of our characters black? If we get you in here, we're fucked!
No, because Universal actually...
Whoa, that was an overlap. I did not hear over.
Jesus, this fucking lag!
Who would create a world? What? What?
Okay, so Universal said...
Universal would create an entire world.
World of the Harry Potter
Baba universe. Baba Booey.
J.K. Rowling. Shut the fuck up, let me speak. I'm trying to explain this shit with a lag. Oh. Okay, let me try this one more time. So, what made Universal win the bid for J.K. Rowling to bring the whole wizarding world of Harry Potter to Universal was the fact that they were willing to literally create an entire world revolved around this. Like, everything was according to what J.K. Rowling wanted. They don't serve Coke inside there because that doesn't exist in the world. There's only their specific kind of food. Like, when you go in, everything of the outside world doesn't exist. And it's all just everything from the books.
Including trans people.
I am not going to touch on that issue.
So you mean exactly like Disneyland?
Wait, does Disneyland have an issue as well? Why do they have an issue?
Okay. They have no issue. As in, like, you know, like, they create the entire world.
All right.
You know, like, all the food.
Disneyland also doesn't like trans people. I was like, what?
Why? I don't know. Excuse me. Disneyland is all inclusive. They go, fuck you, Ron DeSantis.
What is that whole thing? I just keep seeing headlines like Mickey Mouse versus DeSantis or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, they keep trying to, like, DeSantis keeps trying to take down, like Disneyland. Either because they're inclusive or whatever. And he's trying to create sanctions. It's like trying to cancel Disneyland and go like, oh, you know, instead of going to Disneyland, let's just create our own theme park right next to Disneyland. And I'm like, oh, Disney World in Florida. I'm like, oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, you have a park just for you next to Disney World. It's called Florida.
I mean,
it has this great attraction called the Florida Man. He's everywhere. Fucking shit up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really looked into it, but I'm like, yeah, whatever, man.
The latest Florida Man headline I read recently was...
Wasn't there a Florida Man movie?
Yeah, but it doesn't look good. But
okay, latest Florida Man headline.
Florida Man, chased by police, stops to pet a cat and gets caught. Priorities. Dude had his priorities.
That is the quintessential coming Florida up Man like, headline.
I'm like, dude, you're running from the cops, man.
But I'm not even stopping for an alligator. Nope.
If this is the last thing I do before Florida, I go to jail,
I was disappointed.
Get a cat.
Because the trailer of Florida Man didn't look... You call a movie Florida Man, I expect some weird Florida Man. Nah. Just seems like a dude trying to do some shit.
Oh, is it purposely trying to be Florida Man as opposed to an actual Florida Man?
Not even. It was some crime thing related with another thing. I was like, nah.
No.
Nah. I think Florida Man should stay a meme.
I think Florida Man should be a reality show.
Wait, no. Speaking of Florida Man, I forgot to tell you. Do you all know about the Florida Man board game?
Oh my god.
It's a Florida Man board game.
Let me read
you. A board game or a card game?
Between all this lag. It's a board card game. That's what it is.
Like Cards Against Humanity.
So this is what the description of the Florida Man game is. There have been some crazy stories coming out of Florida these days. It seems truth is stranger than fiction. In Florida Man, travel your way through the state from Pensacola to Key West, learning about some of the wacky stranger things that have happened friction. Here. And some things that have not, by guessing which of these outrageous Florida Man headlines is not true.
No. It's not that they're not true. It's just that they just haven't come true yet.
They haven't happened yet.
Yes, you know, they will. Trust me.
There you go.
My light.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like it's up there with we will all live to see the downfall of all our heroes.
Oh yeah. Oof.
Yes.
Oh, how much is this game and where can you get it?
It's got a 5-star rating on Amazon Singapore.
Why are you still on Amazon Singapore?
No, because I typed Florida Man board game on Japan? Google and it says, and it picked up on Amazon Singapore for some reason. Oh, it's currently unavailable.
Okay.
Singapore has nothing to lose it, I guess.
Oh no, but Amazon Australia, it's 36 Aussie dollars.
Yeah, but see, that's what I want to see in a fight. Florida Man versus Aussie Man.
I was going to say, right? Like, who? I think Aussie Man would win by pure, grit.
They are tougher, right? Australia.
They are tougher. You know, they can beat you up even if they're drunk.
Yeah, but the Florida man's crazy. Florida man could be on bath salts and just uber powerful.
And just throw an alligator at you.
Yeah, but you throw an alligator to an Australian, and the guy's gonna catch it and swing it back.
Oh, we're gonna have a date.
It's gonna be like boomerang, motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Okay, so Florida Man, the board game is not on Amazon Japan, but it is on eBay Japan for $52.
$52?
Don't waste your money.
Damn.
Don't waste your money.
Damn.
Hey, but the contents include
that money.
Florida t-shirt figures.
God damn. Come on, Nick, pull out your bottle of water.
I don't have a bottle of water, but what I water. Do have is my butterbeer mug.
Ew. How sweet was that shit?
Okay, it is very sweet. I will tell you.
Can I break down the recipe to you?
It's a good drink, but it is so sweet to the point that when I spilled it a little bit on my finger, within a minute, it was completely sticky.
I thought you were going to say, like, within a minute, and swamp. Just cover.
Aku pun ingat dia kata macam tu.
It's just covered in...
No, so basically...
A symbol of ants.
Basically, for how to make the knockoff at home is, you know, Stewart's cream soda?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's just the clear part, the clear yellow part is basically Stewart's cream soda, and you top it off with like butterscotch flavored whipped cream.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sugar.
Like what I can tell you about
that butterbeer. That is basically how I would make the knockoff.
What I can tell you about butterbeer, yes, which I know very much a lot about, is that it tastes like shortbread and butterscotch. Mm-hmm.
Ew. Speaking of sweet drinks, so last night I was peckish, like past 11, so I was just checking what's available around Tamantun, and I found, look, I don't want to piss on these guys, because look, they figured out something and it's selling and it's great and people are buying it. I'm just saying, mm-hmm, it says something about the world we live in now and about inflation. Antito syrup cut. It's a cart that only sells syrup. Syrup, syrup bandung, you know, stuff like that. Your standard syrup ice, RM4.30.
Heh? Kau gila?
But they use their own, the you know, patented syrup and spritzer mineral water.
Huh? Kau gila?
Pink soda, which is basically syrup bandung. Pink soda special, $11.55.
Fuck off! $11.55.
That pink soda special better be fucking...
It better red be and purple.
No. Red, it better be purple, some soda gambira shit, okay?
Red and purple, which is just syrup and Ribena. RM6.40.
Oh my gosh.
And it's got good reviews. I don't know what to say. I'm like, syrup ice is the cheapest drink in a mama... After ice kosong.
Is it even cheaper than limau ice?
Yeah, I think tea stuff is slightly more, isn't it?
Limau ice is just lime.
Oh, yeah, limau ice. I thought you said teh. Didn't you say teh limau ice?
I said limau ice.
You had teh somewhere in there, so I was like...
Then the limau ice...
Because I mean, even now, Nescafe ice in a mama is like $2 something. $4 plus for just a basic syrup.
You're not atas. No, wait. Is it delivery?
Atas apa? It doesn't have a shop. It's a cart. It's a street cart.
Is it? Oh, so you have to drive up, get out of your cart.
No, you can get Grab to pick it up for you for an additional $3.
Okay, so, but is there a D apostrophe? Before the name.
Oh, next you're going to ask me if there's cheese. No, there's no D. There's no D.
No. But cheese in a cocktail with rum. That rum cocktail.
The other one that I didn't screen grab. I should have screen grabbed it. There was some nasi place as well. But the guy's name, I was like, if this is really your name, I wouldn't put it on the food. You're selling food. You know, Pak Kentut Muda or some shit like that. I was like,
No. You...
I'm not buying food from someone who puts like fart in their name.
No, it's so sedap, you kentut.
Sedap makan sampai kentut tu apa? Tu maknanya banyak angin lah. Aku tak nak kentut, aku nak berak, sial.
You kentut dulu baru kau berak. Kalau aku tak kentut, mana kau tahu kau akan berak.
Siapa kata kau kena kentut sebab kau baru fuck.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna lie, it feels so good to hear Malay again. I've missed hearing Malay or speaking Malay.
Okay, I gotta find Wak Kentut. Is it Wak Kentut? Yeah, Wak Kentut. Nasi lemak Wak Kentut. Bro, got branches in Bangi, Kulai, Kluang.
It's a franchise.
Bro, they're your people, bro.
And then the one in PJ, the one in PJ at the paddock is Nasi Lemak Wak Kentut Junior.
Oh, God, but Kentut Junior.
Not even senior.
Wak Kentut Junior.
So does that mean it's a small kentut?
Orangko, bro. Orangko.
All their reviews are like over 4 stars out of 5. Like 4.2,
4.1. Oh, 4 je, bukan 5. 4 bintang je pun 5.
Kentut Junior got 5 stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kenapa?
Yang Bandar JB tu 4.1.
That must be some tasting kentut.
Really?
Tak. Dia kentut sebab dia benda tak petai ke?
Nasi lemak je.
Itulah, kalau kau letak petai, dia ada kentut smell lah, bukan ke?
But why? Why do you have a chain? A chain is a franchise. There are kentuts all over the peninsula.
It's just because it's like, no, but yeah, it's a society we live in now that they find kentut funny, so then they put it in the name and everybody goes, hey, funny lah.
Yeah, but you know, if I made a restaurant called Nasi Lemak Gila Babi Best, I'm going to get into so much shit.
Yeah, because it's babi.
It's a gila babi. It's not deviant.
Yeah, but you know, like, I could say things that could get us into trouble, and I don't want to.
Here's the thing: if this chain of restaurants does not at least say "Kentut" by Chicha Cobain in their restaurants, I'll be very disappointed.
What?
Don't know Chicha Cobain.
That Chicha Cobain
their theme song. Oh.
Oh.
I will send you the song. You can listen to it in your own time.
Oh my god. You know I won't listen to it. But everybody else will.
Yep. There we go. Coffee link address. There we go.
I would not awesome. Know this song without Kai's help. He was the one that introduced Chicha Cobain into my life.
Everyone needs to hear that Chicha Cobain. His YouTube channel does not have enough views. His YouTube channel is literally just that album.
Wait, he has an album?
Oh, yeah. It was a good album. He had songs like Kentut, Batang Bujuntai, Aku Steam.
What was the one? Pakai Solo Dalam, the one about the underwear on the head, Pakai Batman.
I can't remember that one. There was Kote Babulu. That was another song. That was good.
What?
Yeah, it used to be the bassist for Ben's Bitches.
Okay.
Now you get it.
No. Yeah. Once you drop Ben's name, you go, okay, fine. Yeah. Yeah,
he wrote the Malay songs.
Ah, there it is. I found the song. Pakai Seluar Dalam. I found it. Chicha Cobain.
Oh, it is Pakai Seluar Dalam. It's a good album. Like, you think we're fucking around, Amelia, but it's a good album. You gotta listen to it. The links are there. You gotta listen to it. It's a good shit.
Chicha Cobain,
he has
young
a good
best.
Voice, and you know it's really sweet. It's just him and an acoustic guitar. It's just some good music.
If anybody is listening to this, please go and check out Chicha Cobain on YouTube. He deserves more views.
You have to.
C-I-C-A-K.
Yep.
And Cobain, as in like Cobain. Kurt.
Yes.
Like Kurt Cobain. Okay. Yes. Chicha? In case you don't know what Chicha is basically a gecko.
Yep.
If you want to know the epitome of true Malaysian music, find Chicha Cobain.
True Malaysian.
Bukan nasi tan.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, though. I know you miss Malaysia, Nick, but you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of views back home, and also the heat wave. Yeah, I'm sorry, but not sorry that I'm at home. Not at home.
I got heat stroke when I got back from Japan. From Thailand, I got heat stroke. Samad got heat stroke last week. Huh? Heat stroke ain't fun. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what?
A lot of people get heat stroke. It's hot. Like, my fucking air conditioners are breaking. Just trying to deal with the heat.
Oh my god.
What's the max temp going up to right now?
Our average is 37.
Are you kidding? No, you're not kidding. Of course you're not kidding. No,
that's the average. 37. Ooh. You can get up to 40 some days. 40 okay, with no wind.
That's insane. Wind.
That's what's fucked up.
Oh shit.
So yeah. It's hot.
Please stay hydrated and cool.
Now, when I go to the studios, I don't open the windows at all. Oh, yeah. Now, when I go to the studios, I don't open any of the windows or the blinds, and I switch on every air conditioner from front to back. And I'm still warm.
Yeah, because you're on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, my room. All my makeup in my room is all melty.
Did you put them by the window with the curtains open?
I mean, I close the curtains, but I don't know if my mom opens them.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's hot. It's the type of hot where it's like basically like if you get 37, 38 degrees in a row, they close school.
Oh shit! It's that bad now.
Have they done that a lot?
It's that bad. Like in some schools, I even like don't need to come in school uniform anymore. Just come in something light.
Oh wow!
It's that bad. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking crazy how hot it is.
And still, Malaysia that not sign Kyoto Protocol. Speaking of Kyoto Protocol, they released a cute like Coldplay cover again.
They got nothing on Chicha Cobain.
Yes,
they do not have the lyrical craft
of Chicha Cobain. Ben does, though. No?
No, he hasn't been doing music for a while, actually.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
He's been constantly. Is he single-handedly running Juice?
I mean, he has people. I'm guessing there's other people that work there as well.
But sometimes you can just sense a Ben piece when you read it and go, this is so Ben. This is Ben. This is absolutely Ben. Ben Liu, we love you.
Yes.
We say this with love.
It's been a while, buddy.
With utter love in our hearts.
He probably doesn't even listen to us.
I doubt it. Maybe one of his people that work there would listen. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, we're plugging Chicha Cobain. Start listening to us.
What does this have to do with Ben? Oh, wait. It has to do with Ben. I'm sorry.
This is, okay. This is tangentially related because, you know, Chicha Cobain on YouTube. We were talking about streaming stuff earlier. You know, I got, like, the rest of the world doesn't need to know this unless I put it up on my YouTube channel, but I had some tax issues, right? And then I got a letter from the American federal government, Inland Revenue.
What?
Because of my YouTube channel, I need to file taxes in the States.
What?
And I'm like, I didn't earn anything from my YouTube channel for the last 2 years. I haven't put up new content. Why do I have to fill out taxes? Because last year they implemented, if you're overseas, you have to, what do you call it? Do the whole tax thing because it's income from the States. Which really felt like, holy shit, all these people, all these foreigners are making money during the pandemic. So we better get some money for the Federal Reserve. I don't know. So yeah, so I'm like, I gotta file American taxes now too? This is some bullshit.
Good luck dealing with the IRS.
Oh.
Hey man, if they want the $5 that I got last year from my YouTube channel, take it. I haven't made new content in almost a year, and the old stuff hasn't been racking up that much. So, yeah, I haven't gotten.
I mean, if they want that 5 cents,
like, I think last I checked, yeah, it was around $9.
Damn.
Nine, maybe
12
bucks.
I did not know America comes after
quarterly
$100
now. Every quarter. Yeah, it happened during the pandemic because I guess there were more YouTubers then and they implemented it. So, yeah. And that's what fucked me off because it's like, they would say like, okay, you got to declare your tax status. Otherwise, we will charge you the standard 15% for tax, right? I can't remember. I think it was 15%. Let's just say it's 15%. So I was like, okay, shit, I better put in all my stuff. Yeah, I'm a Malaysian, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're in Malaysia, blah, blah. So your tax comes up to 25%. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fuck me.
Because Jen will be taking our money. Because like, Joel will be taking our money.
I should not have declared it. Then I just get charged the regular 15.
Nope, too late. No, but then even if they take 25 of like $9.
There you go. That's why part of me is like, do I need to file that $9 or fuck it?
Yeah. Just take it. Just take the $9.
I can't take the $9. They only pay out after it goes over $100. So I can't take the $9.
No, I'm saying IRS. The IRS can take the $9. Just take it.
Well, then they'll have to take it from YouTube then. I don't have it.
Okay.
But do they know now that you don't have the money?
Going, I kind of need to get to bed because I've got an 8:15 call tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Really?
Wow, yeah, okay. Luigi. And it takes me about
Yoshi?
Like 45 minutes to an hour to get to work. So it's like, yeah.
Wait, what? Shit, I didn't even ask about. Whoa, you? I thought no, you lived nearby the place.
I do. Okay, I do live nearby. I have the option of taking either the ferry or the train, but the ferry at the moment I kind of injured my leg a bit.
It's across the ocean.
So okay, from where I live, it's literally we are separated by like a not an ocean, but like a. Not river?
Body lake, of water.
Like, body of water, yeah. So it's
over. A body of water.
Oh, shit. I did not know that.
So if I take the ferry, it takes me about half an hour to get to work. But if I take the train, like the total distance of me walking to the train station, taking the train and whatnot, comes about 40 to 45 minutes. Then to get in and sign in, like the whole process, yeah.
Wow.
But, okay. But you know, I don't mind.
More late nights for you then, huh?
Okay, there are some nights that I can be out late if my like shift is like mid-afternoon shift, but tomorrow morning I'm opening shift, so yeah.
Do a lot of people come in at 8 in the morning?
Okay, here's what you have to realize.
What, is like to the parks?
Run to the gate at 7:30 in the morning. They will run. Not walk, run.
No. Wait. Okay, so what time does Universal Studios Japan open?
Universal Japan right now opens at 9 in the morning, but there are already people waiting at 8 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah. Disneyland is the same thing. If you were following my Instagram like a couple of days ago, like I already reached Tokyo Disney Sea on Monday, and it was a good day because there was sun. At like the line almost filled the front of the lot at like 8:45, and I'm sure there were people already lining up by 7. The Japanese people are crazy for theme parks.
Was this posts or stories?
Stories. Sorry.
Ah.
Yeah.
I miss out on stories.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, like they are absolutely crazy. And Mondays, apparently at Disney, can be just as busy as a weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every day at Universal.
All right, then,
feels
Dominic
the
Toretto,
same.
I guess you need your beauty sleep.
Yeah.
Yes, I got it.
So yeah, you say 7:30 people are running.
Bald head and the goatee all nicely prim and proper, ready for my work day.
Are you contractually obliged to keep that face hair?
I like my facial hair, and I will look my facial hair.
Why do I feel like I'm interviewing the president? We can either confirm nor deny that. I did not have
sexual relations with that woman.
This facial hair, we cannot confirm nor deny its existence. I don't know who I'm doing.
I did not have.
What is it with, why are there so many American presidents who are like, oh, Supan Santun. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Because you had Obama, and he also spoke with his thumb pointing forward.
Really? I didn't know
that. Yes, he did, because yes, we can.
Whatever happened to his speechwriter?
Who? What?
His Jon Favreau.
What? Was he famous? What?
Yeah.
No, his speechwriter was really good and also very cute. His also name is Jon Favreau, but never mind.
I didn't even know that he was a human being that people knew. I'm sorry.
But anyway,
you know,
Nick has
to go. Not many people are like, yo, Bill Clinton's speechwriter's off the hook.
Hey, he wrote some good speeches.
I'm sure, look, they all did write some good speeches. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of surprising. It's the first time I've met someone who actually is like, oh yeah, that speechwriter. I'm like, really? Wow, you like writers.
But yes, I have to get my beauty sleep so that I can be fresh and ready to greet all the people and work behind this. No, and just work at Universal. Work at Universal Studios Japan.
Work behind what, Nick? Work behind what?
Behind what?
Behind all
it's
my
It's behind Toretto's that... charger, isn't it?
Work behind all the colleagues that I work with at Universal Studios Japan.
You are so trying not to lose this job right now, aren't you?
Fuck yes! I do not want to lose this job. It's a fucking dream. I do not want to lose it.
Let's just tell everyone who you really are. Everyone, guys. You know the Arab dude in Indiana Jones that helps him out with all the stuff? Yeah, there you go.
That's not even the same Wait, company.
That's Indiana Jones.
Isn't
it? Disney.
That's now Disney.
Yeah, that's a Disney. Whoops. Jurassic
Sala.
Park? Is Jurassic Park there?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't they used to be Jurassic Park there?
Yes. Yes. Jurassic Park is Universal.
Yeah.
Ah,
is he Hammond?
He's the guy that gets spit in the face by the fucking dinosaur in the car.
No, he's clean shaven. He's Hammond.
Oh yeah, yes, yes. You're Dickie Attenborough.
I am friends with Hammond. I am friends with everybody.
Is there?
You're from the same country.
Is there any fictional character you're not friends with?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm not friends with
He's
me.
Like, oh,
I am not friends with Goofy.
Good. Good to hear. But dude, it's so good to see you again. It's so good to see both of you again.
It's so good to see
I
you.
I will see you
in this
a week.
Weird orange glow.
The lights here are yellow. I have no control over these things. This is not my room. I mean,
let me see
you know.
If I can. Let me see if I can white balance it later.
Yeah, I think you white balance it. People go like, "What is he complaining about?"
Because the two of us look like we're in North America and you're in Mexico.
Oh, God.
Mexico. I mean, Havana.
Okay, Havana's not in Mexico. Go to sleep. No, Havana's yeah. not in Mexico.
Ooh, this lag. I wish you were that bro.
Anyway, kick us off to the ending, Amelia.
This has been an episode of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Carla Papa.
Keep geeking out, yo.
Lag!